He trumps me. Put it that way.
I guess, but first of all, just talk about the challenges that the Leafs present you guys tomorrow night after coming off that high.
A lot of speed, you know, a lot of talent up there. They have a lot of firepower, and you know, regardless of what kind of stretch they're on, they're always dangerous. They're a tough team to play against, and you know, it's going to be one of those games that's probably going to be back and forth. A lot of speed, a lot of energy. You know, there's a lot at stake. You know, we're tied in the standings now, so it's a big game for us.
It's also closing out a homestand, which has been very successful for you guys. How important is it to end on a high note before hitting out on the road?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we've done a really good job at home. We've had a lot of success, and you know, we want to leave here with a good taste in our mouth, good memories for the fans. You know, we hit the road for a little bit, so you know, we want to leave a good taste in everyone's mouth, and from there we can try to take care of some of the road problems we've had. But we've been really good at home, so hopefully we can continue that and you know, keep this thing going. A lot of moves. I didn't want to be a suitcase this early in my career, but three teams in a year, that'll do it. So I guess it's one of those things. It's a business, and you know, when I was traded to Atlanta, I was given a good opportunity to, you know, try to help take my game to the next level, and you know, I've just really tried to do that, and it's been a really good opportunity here too. So it was tough leaving Boston, but I'm pretty happy where I am now. It's a small sample size. You know, you assess yourself based on 82 games, or you know, I've definitely found more consistency, and that's been a huge thing for me. So, you know, I'm just going to try to keep bringing that every night, and you know, if I can continue doing that throughout the rest of the season, then you know, hopefully the results will be the same throughout the rest of the season.
Like, do you expect it to add to the intensity of the fact that you guys are tied in this
game? Well. Yeah, I mean, from our standpoint, no doubt. Yeah, we've been scratching and clawing, trying to get kind of in that playoff picture, and we've done that. And you know, there's a small group of teams that are kind of locked in, you know, between sixth and tenth place. So you just gotta, no matter who you're playing, you gotta try to get 2 points every night. But whenever you're playing a team that is right around that pack, you know, it's really a 4 point game. You know, if you can beat them, keep them to 0 points, get 2 points yourself, it just helps boost you up even farther.
You guys talk about how you've been sticking with the game plan better, but still the job that whether it be Tav or Mason has done in net to keep you guys in those games. Can you just speak to their level of play? Right?
Yeah, it's been superb. It's been, you know, whatever adjective you want to use, it's been excellent this entire month. You know, we see that every day from Mace. He competes so hard in practice. So whenever he gets a chance, I think guys. You'll really want to do their best to try to give him a good opportunity to have success out there. But he just battles every night, and Pavs has been as good as there's been that we've seen this entire month. So, you know, when we have nights where the puck's not going in for us, like last night, you know, they throw up a goose egg, and, you know, it might take 65 minutes. But at the end of the night, 2 points is 2 points. So, you know, they're really the reason that we're having all the success. And, you know, as forwards, it's nice to have that back there. And whenever it takes a little bit longer than you'd like just to put the puck in the net.